Hey! What's up, Todd?
How much, Ryan? What's up?
Hey, it's another day. It's another episode of Your Daily Scrum, the number one show on YouTube featuring Todd and Ryan. I think that's a true statement, right?
Yeah, 100%. I like it.
100%. Number one show featuring Todd and Ryan. What do we do here? Every day we get together, we answer your questions that are left in the comments. So be sure to like and subscribe so that you know when we answer your questions. We take all that stuff in the comments, we turn it into videos. And today, a question has come. I'm trying to remember where this one came from, Todd.
I'm actually trying to, because what we got some feedback that people would like to hear who the question came from. The thing is, it's really difficult to do because sometimes we get the question asked like by four different people in four different ways, but it's kind of the same thing. I know this came in from somewhere. I think the comments, but
I think so it was the comment section, but we also get this in class a lot. Mm-hmm. So especially in our professional Scrum Master courses, people are like, I thought they were called ceremonies. So Todd, why are the Scrum events sometimes called ceremonies?
I have no idea because
I don't know.
And you know what? We actually, Ryan and I, before this episode and answering this question, took a stroll back through history.
Yeah. The Beetle book with Ken Schwaber, the original book.
The original book.
Scrum meetings in here.
And I went through all the Scrum guides. Yeah, Agile Project Management with Scrum, the Microsoft book, Enterprise and Scrum, all like Ken's book. You went through Jeff's books too.
And by the way, some of the information directly about the framework is dated. But these are excellent. I love going through Ken's old work. There's a lot of great war stories in here. But you know what's not in here, Todd?
Ceremonies.
They're not. So, yeah. I mean, we went back. So Todd dug back to Scrum Guide 2010. We were reading through
2010.
Mm-hmm. Scrum Guide 2010. The word ceremonies does not exist.
And I actually went through all of the Scrum guides and I searched for all the Scrum guides through all of history and looked for the word ceremonies, and it was not there, Ryan.
So why are people calling these Scrum events ceremonies? We have no idea. Let's just decide right here and now, if you're watching this video or listening to this podcast, stop it.
Yeah. Unless you plan on carrying an Olympic torch.
Yeah.
To every meeting, right? Like, what's ceremonies? Like, it actually sounds pretty unprofessional, right? So the definition of ceremonies is the ritual observances and procedurals performed at grand and formal occasions.
Yeah, that's not a Scrum event. The daily Scrum can be down and dirty, quick and impromptu. Mm-hmm. Adapt the format as you need, and guess what? That applies to every Scrum event. We are not just going through the motions because that's what we're supposed to do or have always done. We're doing what works best for the team within the boundaries and constraints of the framework. So let's get the word ceremony out of our Scrum vernacular. Let's level up and call these events. Meetings, I'm actually okay with too. Meetings is what the term that was used in the older books. So meeting, event, not ceremony.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Todd.
Please like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. I'll tell you what, if someone could leave a comment where ceremony originated from and give us a source that we can go and look at, the first person who gives the earliest correct reference, I'll ship you a hard copy of Sweet. Fixing Your Scrum.
Yeah.
Sound good? We would love to know where this came from, but for now we're saying stop it. It's not a thing. Meeting or event. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sound good?
Perfect. Scrum Guide 2020 says event. So let's stick with stuff that works and let's remain professional out there.
Love it. All right. Speaking
and of screen time,
like and subscribe so you know when your questions get answered. We've been recording Fixing Your Kanban episodes with Daniel Vacanti. We've got some more Fixing Your Agile Coaching with Bob Galen. We've got all sorts of great stuff coming down the line. Maybe some book reviews, maybe some more Scrum Guide 2020 annotations. We got a lot of good feedback from all of you on the survey. So guess what? More videos are coming. Don't miss a single one. Like and subscribe. Check out the videos below. The YouTube AI thinks you'll like them. We do too. Stay up to date with us on the socials. We are very active, especially on LinkedIn and Twitter. Todd's a little old for Instagram. He's still trying to figure that out. Grandpa will get it someday. But yeah, like, subscribe, leave us your comments, leave us your questions, keep this great community atmosphere going, And we'll keep the videos coming out. And so for Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. Check out your language. Make sure that you're using the terms correctly, because that could impact the people around you. And we'll see you tomorrow.